versus Starnes. Mr. Jaswick.
Good morning, Your Honors. May it please the Court. This is a matter regarding, I believe, a case of first impression, whether or not Maryland v. Bowie would extend to allow for a protective sweep during the conduction of a search warrant. In this particular matter, Mr. Starnes resided at 922 North Church Street in the upper apartment. There was a search warrant for the lower apartment to this building. The testimony at the hearing was that after coming into the foyer of this residence, a dog was shot, and later the officers went upstairs. The argument is that the first...
But the aggressive pit bull ran up the stairs to the second floor apartment and then back down, charging the officer. So couldn't the officer assume that the second aggressive pit bull might also be upstairs, and for everyone's safety, that pit bull needed to be restrained?
Well, I believe that there could have been a belief of that fact. However, what I look to, Your Honor, I think what defense attorneys have to look to is when we try a case or we have a case, we have police reports that are written. We have officers stating facts that exist at the time. And my argument, at least throughout the hearing, is that the facts as testified to in the hearing were contradicted directly by the officer's report. The officer reported that he obviously fired his AK rifle three times, killing the pit bull, leaving his body on the stairs. He also then notes that him and the other officers made their way into the lower part of the residence and cleared that area. And then
but then are you forgetting, like, the backdrop of this, that they knew that there were two people aggressive pit bulls before they walked in? That's not in dispute, right?
That's not in dispute.
They knew that some of the occupants might be armed with handguns, and a shooting had occurred at that location the night before the search. So, I mean, there's a context in which they were operating as well.
There is a context where they're operating, and I mean those facts are accurate. However, what's listed in the report doesn't state that they immediately went into the upper residence to check and to do a protective sweep.
But my understanding is you walk in, there's a foyer, there are two doors, one of the upstairs apartment, one of the downstairs. Both doors were open, and as Judge Rovner says, the pit bull comes charging down. Who's to say that the other pit bull won't come and get into the other apartment? I mean,
I guess the question is, what would be the more reasonable approach with, in other words, being able to take people's basic liberties? Would posting a officer at the foot of the stairs with his AK rifle to guard those stairs for any people coming down, or to just go into that unit knowing that the search warrant specifically defined that there were two distinct areas? There was a lower apartment, which the officer knew was on the ground floor, and then there was an upper apartment that was delineated. The search warrant stated it was a two-family dwelling.
But does it make any difference to the analysis that this was as a single-family home that had been converted into two apartments and therefore might have additional areas of connection and access, you know, like back steps that might allow the occupants from one unit to easily access another in a way that a traditional apartment house might not?
Well, if it's explained and if it's set forth, and I think that's a lot of what we're talking about when we expand particular doctrines to cover other areas, such as instead of an arrest, as in Maryland versus Bowie, to a search warrant.
So what if we don't extend it and we just decided on the base of exigent circumstances, given what's going on in that apartment?
Well, again,
they could search upstairs, because just putting somebody down with an AK-7 to guard the door when there might be other people upstairs with guns, I mean, it's just common sense says you shouldn't, why should you risk that? You don't know how many people are upstairs. The other pit bull may come down. One person is not enough. It makes more sense to go up and make sure there are not going to be other perpetrators coming down.
Well, again, I would say that it's twofold. The first reason is that there were no, and like in some of the other cases where there are noises or other things to make them believe that they can hear rustling or they can hear other people up in the different apartment that is clearly delineated, as opposed to the fact here, and again,
they didn't know the second floor apartment was occupied. Is that what you're saying, or just
there was no pit indication
living there by himself?
Or? Maybe they're all in closets.
Well, they indicated the fact that, as far as the timing of that goes, Your Honor, that there was no showing. And I asked the officer, and I asked him the direct question on direct examination, did you have any indication that there were anything to lead you to believe there was anybody upstairs? And he answered the question no in the affirmative. And that was during his testimony. But if you, and again, I don't know how we get around the fact that he writes a report. And the report
I don't understand. If there was no one there, how would the pit bull get out and run downstairs and...
That's indicating that the pit bull came. What the officer testified to is that the pit bull was in the stair area and came down the stairs. But there's no indication, once that pit bull was shot, that there was any other indications that there were other people inside of that residence. And the question is for purposes of the search warrant, where does that extend? Does it continue to extend for every unit in a particular building? If somebody happens to be in the summer, are their doors open?
No, but there was a lot of indication that there were dangerous activities in this small building.
And the question is whether or not it's emanating from the first floor, the lower level, which was where the search warrant was obtained for. They didn't ask for both units, saying that the activities are happening from the upstairs and the downstairs.
So what's your response to my position that it could be justified under exigent circumstances? Just generally that they didn't hear anything upstairs, they didn't hear any footsteps, there was no basis for them to believe it was an issue.
I would agree, and again, this is a defense attorney relying upon the reports to conduct a hearing. I would agree, these are experienced detectives. These aren't one-year officers that have just joined the force. They know how to write reports. They know how to say, this is exigent circumstances. We believe for officer safety, we went through the open door, and we immediately went. You don't state that we cleared the downstairs and ultimately we made our way upstairs. That contradicts any exigent circumstance argument by the own written words. I think police reports should be looked at like statements. The officer is making a statement as to what occurred. And to come in and then say something different contradicts that initial statement. And that's the problem. One of the problems that I have with the argument here is that it's exigent circumstances or that it's even a protective sweep. Obviously, the government's not arguing exigent circumstances. They argue that this should be as pursuant to a protective sweep. I don't believe that this was pursuant to a protective sweep.
But he states that the detective stated that he went upstairs to clear the upstairs. That's pretty synonymous with saying that he went upstairs to do a protective sweep.
Well, the first part of it says is that the rest of the unit followed me inside, and together we checked the residence for any people inside for information on who was located where. See the original report. I ultimately made my way upstairs with other members of the unit, and we cleared the upstairs. Wow. Again, I'm arguing the point that I don't believe that that specifically sets forth that we cleared the area and that with the protective sweep that we did that initially, because the search pursuant to his report has already been conducted and the items have already been recovered in the lower unit before they go up there. If, as he testified to at the hearing, was consistent with his report, I believe there would be a better argument for the government's case.
Thank you.
And I
do see
my time.
Thank you very much. Mr. Carner?
Good morning. May it please the Court. My name is Mark Carner. I'm the Assistant United States Attorney in the Northern District Western Division, and I was the assigned prosecutor at this hearing. Your Honors, the District Court properly found that the Rockford Police conducted a protective sweep of the upper apartment during their execution of the search warrant in the lower apartment at 922 North Church. And this is because the facts available to the officers led to would lead a reasonably prudent police officer to believe that the upper apartment contained a potential threat to their safety.
You know, we are supposed to be the protectors of the Constitution, and so we have to be concerned about exceptions to the warrant requirement of the Fourth Amendment that might swallow the rule. What specific facts do you think limits such a protective sweep so that it wouldn't allow for an entire protective sweep of, I don't know, say, you know, the John Hancock, you know, when a warrant identifies one apartment building?
I understand Your Honor's concern. In this case, and please, if I'm not answering your question, steer me correctly here. But what brought this within the ambit of Bowie and the protective sweep was the fact that you had an aggressive pit bull charge and then trying to retreat upstairs. You had an open door right adjacent to a door that we later learned was for the lower apartment. So that provided accessibility. I think a situation would be vastly different if, number one, the other living unit or other living units within the building didn't have that accessibility to the lower apartment, had locked doors, had clear-cut disconnected separation from the hazards posed by the search warrant, execution of the search warrant in the lower apartment. Have I answered Your Honor's question? Okay.
So if the door was closed, they could not have done a protective sweep, or if there had been no pit bull.
I think that's right.
The door was open, but no pit bull.
Well,
you wouldn't go into a protective sweep.
If the door was closed and there was no pit bull, I think it's a much easier question to answer. That didn't provide the
So it wouldn't be a protective sweep.
It wouldn't be a protective sweep.
But what if the door is just open and no pit bull?
Well, Judge, I think if the door was just open absent the pit bull, they still had a basis under Bowie for going upstairs and sweeping the premises because of the accessibility, because of the inherent nature or the risks in executing a drug trafficking search warrant, because of their knowledge of the shooting within hours of the execution of the raid, because of their knowledge that occupants might have guns, and because of their information that there was still two people, aggressive pit bulls, on the premises. I think all those factors would have justified them in conducting a protective sweep in that situation.
What about counsel's suggestion that the officer could have neutralized any threat from upstairs by just closing the door and posting an officer there with his AK-47?
Judge, there's no evidence in the record about police tactics and why they do what they do. From a common sense standpoint, there's a reason, and officers are trained. There was some reference in the record about officers being trained not to pass up an open door. There's a reason why officers execute raids in the manner they do, dynamic entry, knocking down the door, making so much noise. They take aggressive postures so that they have the upper hand in preserving safety. And that seems to me too passive and would put the officers at risk by just stationing somebody at the door.
And closing the door.
Right, and close the door. Who knows what risks up there are percolating, really. Have I answered Your Honor's question?
Okay. What happened to the second pit bull?
Judge, I don't believe the second pit bull was found in the house.
Oh, they believe there were two pit bulls, but there may only have been one.
Their information was there was two pit bulls. So it's based on that information, along with their observations of the pit bull, that the officers acted reasonably under Bowie, conducting that protective sweep. Just a quick point on credibility. The officers...
So just to go back for a minute, so then this would be, in response to Judge Rovner's question, very fact-driven if we ruled in favor of the government, and your position would be it wouldn't expand the protective sweep doctrine?
Absolutely, yes. That's our position. We don't believe it's an expansion. The officers They testified. Officer Washner was the main witness. His testimony was corroborated by a second officer, Officer Krantz. Judge Capalla, in ruling, spent some time discussing the credibility of the officers and found them to be credible. And so on that basis, Your Honors, unless you have any questions additional for me, we would respectfully request that the court affirm the conviction and sentence of the defendant.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Fowler.
Thank you.
Mr. Jaswick? Just to ask you, so the police thought there were two pit bulls, but anyway, they thought there were pit bulls there. When they see the pit bull run upstairs, doesn't that give them reason for concern about the second floor? Because they might think, you know, the pit bull was frightened by the police coming in, so he runs home, which is on the second floor. Not that it's certain or anything, or even highly probable, but wouldn't that be a natural concern?
I think it would be a concern of the fact that where they state that the dog was coming from what would be leading to the upstairs of that residence and the door came and the dog came down. I just believe, Judge, that it was neutralized by the fact of him putting three rounds into the pit bull and laying him out on the stairs. So the question is, and I guess it's a balancing test, whether or not we balance our...
No, I don't understand that. The pit bull ran upstairs and then comes running back. Yeah. Why wouldn't that suggest there's something on the second floor that attracts the pit bull there? Maybe he thinks, you know, his owners live there and he's protecting them. And he runs up, then he decides, well, the best protection would be to attack these assailants, and he rushes down again.
And I guess when you asked the last question or whatever about facts, particular facts, and these particular facts in the case, I would, for purposes of this argument, I might agree with you, Your Honor, if in fact the officer stated that that is what occurred in his initial report, and he said because of this dog, we went upstairs looking to make sure that the other dog wasn't up there and the other people weren't up there. You don't write a report based on that, knowing those to be accurate, and then stating that eventually we went upstairs. It's kind of like plain view. If you see something in plain view, you say that it's in plain view. You don't state that all of a sudden at the time of the hearing that, oh, by the way, it was in plain view.
Let me ask you this just because I know your time is up. So the officer that shot the pit bull, it wasn't with a silencer, right? I assume it was a... So the sound of the shooting and the gun being fired...
Absolutely.
I assume that sound could also travel to the second floor.
Absolutely.
Since it was on the steps.
Absolutely.
So it would alert whoever was in the upstairs apartment that gunfire was happening, and we had a situation where somebody had been killed the night before.
Well, not killed.
Shots were fired.
Right. My response to that would be is the fact that there was no showing whatsoever that the officer had any type of inkling that was occurring. I mean, there's nothing shown in the report to indicate that.
Okay, well, thank you very much.
Thank you. Much for your time,
Jaswick.
And
were you appointed, were you not? Okay, well,
but I was also appointed.
Okay, well, we thank you for your effort. Thanks.